We are plugged in for Saturday, the 26th of August 2023. Unbelievable. Time is absolutely flying, and we're heading towards September already. This year is like a blink, and it's really hard to keep up with everything. I knew that 2023 was going to be pretty unbelievable, but man, it's just beyond words what I'm witnessing now and what's going on this planet. And you know what? I knew it was coming. We'll explain that a bit today too. And it's the Kras Files podcast with Adam, author and researcher Janice Barcelos back. How good is that? We just had a quick Skype check-in last night, I think. It was a bit here, and Janice wanted to cover what's going on in Hawaii and Maui, obviously, with the fires. We're tracking this as much as we can. I haven't really stopped. Been doing a lot of podcasts for the Kras members as well, breaking down everything that I'm finding and everything that I'm seeing, because you won't get any of it from mainstream media. Of course, we know that, and even alternative media, there's a lot of things going on. So I've been trying to break this down on the podcast. So it's good to have Janice on, because this is something very close to her heart, what is happening in Hawaii, and we'll talk about that as well. So unbelievable. You know, I was just discussing the other night as well, in Canada, it's beyond words to even see that. I have friends, of course, Shannon Rowan, who's been on the podcast. They're basically out on the run and can't go home. And I spoke to her yesterday just on Skype a little bit, and they're stuck. And they're going to, if they do go home, it's gone. It's just all burnt, you know.
Are you kidding?
And yeah. She doesn't know what they're going to go back to. And so they've been stuck on a beach somewhere. But we went through this in Australia. We were the first ones to go through it. You know, we went through this, all California, of course, but we copped it bad here, what they did. And now these bozos, these stupid fucking clowns, they're all up there in a line threatening us for this summer in Australia, threatening us. That's what they're doing. They're making open threats that they're going to burn us again, whether it's fear-mongering or whatever it is. But everybody here's on edge, because we look at Canada and Hawaii and we think, boy, they're going to give it to us again. We'll explain that a little bit on the podcast too. But it is just, it's unbelievable times. It's unbelievable. And I think what's happened in Maui has shocked everyone deeply, but it's caused a big wake up here. I think a lot of people now finally are starting to get what Janice and I have been talking about for so long now. We are under attack. Let's hope that we can get people to understand that these authorities and these people doing this, they're not your friends, they're not your buddies, just because you think you live in a democracy and you fucking vote for these people. We are under assault. They are killing us. They want you dead. And if not that, they want you under control. People have got to wake up here and get out of this fantasy world that this system that they live under and these politicians and these police forces and all of this are your mates, and that they're here in some way to protect you because you go down every 3 years and you vote for them, or you have a prime minister or you have a president. It's all the game. It's all the show to keep you asleep so they can control us. And I think finally in Canada and a lot of people all around, you know, they're starting to see, they're finally starting to see, hey, I think we're under attack here. So very critical and incredible times. A lot of people are bailing out or don't want to discuss things anymore or are getting worried or whatever it is. So we're going to go through this storm to get to the other side, hopefully where it's going to be better. I know it's going to be better. And Janice and I have been talking a lot about this on the shows. These things, these parasites have got to go. They've got to exit this realm, this earth. We want them out, yeah, or quarantined for eternity. And I think they're on the way out. And we know that if that happens, they're going to desperately lash out to try to maintain that control or order. And they're going to ruthlessly attack. They're showing their fangs now. And I've said a million times, this is the same system that all of us have always lived under. It's always been there. It's just that we didn't know it. You know why? Because we've been fattened up and we've had this good life. And we've been fattened up and we've gone along to get along and we didn't see it and we didn't know that we've been sleeping in bed with the enemy the whole time. Now it's showing itself in broad daylight. It's coming out and it's openly attacking us. And so let's hope that we can get enough of humanity, because look, the rest of the sheep, I don't know about them, but we should be able to get enough of humanity wake up and see what's really going on here. We're going to just let Janice cover all of this today. We'll do the best we can, Janice, and folks who get the podcast out there. This is real independent podcasting on the ground. I'm in Sydney, Australia. Please get on website, crazfiles.com. I'll put all Janice's details up as I always do, because she's got a lot, and the great websites, Birth of a New Earth and all the stuff that she's doing and the webinars and everything that we talk about. So I'll link all that in. But get on the Kraz Files, check out all the articles going up, contact me anytime through there, get on Telegram, BitChute, Gab, I'm on those ones, and just and get on the chat as well on the Kraz Files website if people want to, just log in as a guest user. And just leave article links and descriptions. Just leave them in there so the public can see that in that chat room. They're censoring everything that people are doing, but they can't censor you on there, so keep using it. And we've got a members for the Kraz Files over on Buy Me a Coffee. I've moved it over there. So you can just click on one of the banners, folks can, to go over to Buy Me a Coffee. And that's the best way to support me, because I don't sell anything. Nothing. It's just me doing the website. So the best way to support me here on the ground to keep me going is just to have a membership each month. And I do podcasts over there for my members. I'm on every night doing the night watch for the members, breaking down everything that I can. And so that's going really well. So that's at Buy Me a Coffee, crazfiles.com. Janice, good to have you on again. I know that you will agree with everything that I said in the intro and more, because we have more to discuss, but we are under attack. And I think this Maui situation, with how dirty it is as well, and I know it's close to your heart as well because of all the time you've been there. I haven't been there, but what a wonderful place it seems like, and people as well. What has been going on in your world after this attack on the people of Hawaii? This has been a shocking blow, hasn't it?
It has really just devastated me to my core. I am having a hard time sleeping, and I find myself crying often about what happened there. I lived on Maui for 11 years, and I have a deep love for the island. I've never actually felt that for any place that I've ever lived, but I fell in love with the earth in Hawaii, and in particular, the mother energy. She's called Mother Maui, and the island itself is shaped like a woman. And I just want to give you a little back history here. When you look at the aerial view of Maui, you can see her head and her neck and her breasts and her torso. And the island across the way is actually shaped like a fetus. And the body of water in between Maui and the island across the way called Kaho'olawe, it's called the Olalakeke Channel, which means the weeping child. And the legend says that the child is weeping because it's been separated from the energy of Maui is very, very deep and profound in terms of an existential healing that needs to take place for mankind as it is being expressed in the land of Hawaii, and particularly of Maui and Kaho'olawe. Now, the baby, Kaho'olawe, was bombed for 50 flipping years by the United States military as their target practice. This is after the United States government, totally controlled by Jews, almost from its inception, okay? The United States government went to Hawaii with their warships, took over the government buildings, imprisoned the queen, and installed a puppet government that exists in Hawaii to this day, which has no legitimacy whatsoever. Hawaii is an occupied nation. And the native Hawaiian people understand this and have been fighting to get their country back, to get their land back, which was 100% stolen. They've been doing this for decades to try to get the land back. When they fought to stop the bombing of Kaho'olawe, it actually did stop. They won. There were some lives lost in this effort, but they won. When I first got there in the year 2000, I would be sitting on the beach at Nakena, which sits right at the breast of the mother. And there would be bombs going off on Kaho'olawe because the government was ordered to clean up the island, that it had left unexploded ordnance all over Kaho'olawe. And the way that they decided to clean it up was to blow up the ordnance. Okay, so they really kept bombing Kaho'olawe even after they were mandated to stop the bombing. So this is just a little backstory about what's been going on in Hawaii, and in particular, in the energy of Maui and Kaho'olawe. Now, the town of Lahaina that was completely incinerated by these filthy, disgusting entities that have no business being on this earth or even in this universe. Okay, Lahaina was a stronghold of the Hawaiian nation and of the native Hawaiian people. Most of the people that lived in Lahaina were native Hawaiians. Lahaina was the capital of the Hawaiian nation. The people in Lahaina refused to sell their land to the Jew parasites. This has been going on for decades. They would not sell. And so Lahaina was one of the few places left on the earth that still had its cultural integrity intact. This was a really beautiful little Hawaiian village. No big buildings, really, except the Jew-created hotels, okay? Everything else was Hawaiian, and it was very charming for that reason. But apparently they really pissed off the Jews enough to make the Jews want to kill them all in one fell swoop. I will also state that on a metaphysical and spiritual level, Lahaina sits at the pineal gland of the mother. Right at the frontal lobe is where Lahaina is located. Now, the frontal lobe is the part of our brain that allows us to communicate directly with source consciousness. We are always receiving downloads from the Creator and from creation through that part of our brain. That part of our brain is also the part that is being deliberately attacked through the use of smartphones, which you put right next to the frontal lobe, basically, when you're talking on it, which is causing massive brain tumors in the frontal lobe and what's called glioblastoma tumors in the frontal lobe of people's brains. Now, the glial cells are also thought to be the seat of human consciousness. They are basically the glue that holds, this is all in my ultrasound book, by the way. They are the glue, basically, that holds the electrical wiring of our systems in connection with source creation. So the fact that they are becoming tumorous and cancerous and causing people to die very quickly as a result of the radiation exposure from their devices and also from smart meters, okay, is very, very important for people to understand. Okay, the fact that this part of the mother was targeted for incineration is, in my opinion, very, very significant. Because these entities, they might not even be conscious of the ultimate purpose for striking that particular place on the island. I'm sure they know that it was the capital of the Hawaiian nation. It's where the Hawaiian kings were born. It's where the Hawaiian people had a stronghold. It's where the Hawaiian nation had its roots. I'm sure that they know that. All right, but whether or not their overlord, Lucifer, has revealed to them a deeper spiritual significance to targeting that particular place, I am not sure that they are aware. But I cannot help but think this way because of what I know about what the technology is targeting in our bodies, and that the technology was also targeting that part of the body of Mother Maui. So, understanding all this, of course, I immediately reached out to the people that I know who are part of the Hawaiian nation. And they won't, you know, I did email them and just spilled the beans completely as quickly and nicely as I could that it's the Jews and we got to understand who it is and the Hawaiian people have to get the fact that this is the flipping Jews. You know, Josh Green is a Jew, the governor of Hawaii, whose house was completely untouched. He's a Jew. Brian Schatz, the senator of Hawaii, is a Jew. The mayor, I don't know, his last name is totally made up. And he looks he looks like he's part Hawaiian and part Jewish mafia. The guy looks so evil to me that it is amazing people have not looked into this more deeply. Who is in control of what is passing for the Hawaiian government? So all that said, of course, I have spent at least the last week, looking at Jewish sources to see what they're saying about what happened on Maui. And I find it very interesting to look at these Jewish articles, which they don't expect us to be reading. You know, but one of the first things I noticed is just days after, people and families were, you know, incinerated, literally in their homes, in their cars, just days after hundreds or thousands of people were, I mean, completely extinguished in a moment with these microwave weapons. The Jews were talking about how none of their people were hurt. Now, they claim, you know, they can't help but brag about their accomplishments. So they're claiming that there was between 2,500 and 3,000 Jews on the island, many of them in Lahaina. But all of them made it out safely. Isn't that so interesting? While people are being found, you know, bodies are washing up on the shores of Lanai, an island not too far from Maui. 183 bodies washed up on Lanai. People are finding the bones of infants in car seats and the bones of a young boy laying over his dog to try to prevent the fires from killing his dog. And these fucking kikes are bragging about how none of their brethren were harmed.
Oh, it's just the goyim, Janice. So if it's just the goyim, that's fine. Yeah. Because there's been such a huge cover-up. You know, first they wouldn't allow people in to help or bring supplies. They've been locking people out. And we're being lied to about how many people did die or are dead or what's gone on in there. These operations they do.
Also, they had the cops blocking people from leaving Lahaina.
Mm.
Literally, the cops set up roadblocks so people could not get out of the fire. They were stuck.
That's right.
They were flipping stuck. And cars started exploding. These are the smart cars. Okay? I have no doubt that they have used smart meters, solar panels, and the GPS systems, the quote-unquote navigation systems that people drive around with in their vehicles to blow up these buildings and these vehicles.
I was just talking to a guy, a friend yesterday, because he didn't know much about it, and I was saying that I looked at information quite a long time ago that the smart meters attached to people's houses, what we saw in Paradise Valley, can be targeted and explode the house.
Yeah.
So that's true. There you go. Yeah. I mean, I don't have one. I'm just saying people's houses disappeared when they were saying, you know, in California and other places, they were saying that we were fighting the fire. We had the perimeter okay, but the house disappeared. And so this is the same thing with all the technology we're carrying around in our pockets as well. We're moving targets.
You don't even have to be moving. You just got to be sitting in your house, you see, with one of your phones or your Wi-Fi router or your smart meter or your smart TV or your baby monitor or your cordless phones or your smart washer dryer. You know, you got to be a flipping idiot to bring this stuff into your house. And I've been screaming about this for the last 5 years. There's nothing that I can say that's going to change people's minds. Okay, maybe now they'll pay attention. I don't know. Or maybe they're all going to go up in flames because they'd rather do that than get rid of this stuff. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it. But people need to understand these fires are not wild. There was no, you know, Lahaina is basically a dust bowl. Okay, there is really no brush, trees, or anything to move fires. And in the blog I'm creating, I'm going to show people, like the fires in the UK, you can literally see that the fires are being detonated from inside people's homes. There's no question about what's happening here. They're pushing a button somewhere. And the houses are being pulverized. They're being incinerated. People are being cremated. Whole families are being cremated, which may be part of the reason why they're not finding that many bodies. They may be finding a lot of bones. But this is a microwave combustion. You know, you don't see in wildfires that entire buildings are turned into dust. That's not what happens during a wildfire. This is what happens after a microwave attack. And, you know, people are so concerned about the possibility of nuclear war, and they babble on about Russia and, you know, nuclear this and nuclear that. My friends, you do not understand that the weaponry that you've brought into your house is what they're going to use to kill you. This has nothing to do with a nuclear bomb, although it's the exact same energy. Okay, except that microwave radiation is a less intense energy than a nuclear radiation assault. In general, okay, because what we're looking at right now, it sure looks like it's about the same kind of damage from a microwave assault as would be happening in a nuclear attack.
We have the geoengineering sprays as well, and that's been confirmed very heavily over Hawaii, and we see them here before the bushfire seasons, always in the forested mountain dividing range area. I always see them spraying. So we have massive amounts of heavy nanometals being sprayed and going on the forest floors as well. Yeah. We've known that for a while. That just explode as well, because even the firefighters here, you know, I mean, these guys know their work. They're good at what they do. And they've said after the Australian fires, we simply can't fight them. This is another beast, but this is what people aren't seeing. I mean, in Australia, we had it as well. We had cars with melted metal and melted engine blocks, but with plastic bins around and trees untouched. We've seen it again here in Hawaii. We've seen it in California in Paradise Valley. You know, you can't just get houses turned to ash. There's not even any rubble. And there's trees all around them. And there's just nothing left. They're incinerated, as you said, and everybody in them, they didn't even have a chance to get out, you know. So this is what we're seeing as well. But I'm telling people, bushfires are not hot enough to melt steel. It's just not going to happen. But now they somehow are because of our climate change. This is absolutely, absolutely outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
But that's a big part of it. It's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous that people believe this.
How's that going to
happen? Our problem. Like, you know, forest fires don't melt car motors. That's not what happens in a forest fire. Forest fires don't burn trees from the inside. Microwaves do. Microwaves cook things from the inside out.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, that's what microwaves do. So people need to understand we're at war, basically, Adam. And it is the Jews who spawned this technology. Okay, I've got quite a bit of documentation about that fact in my ultrasound book and in my wireless radiation book. And it is the Jews who are using this technology to kill many, many innocent living beings that should still be alive. I don't know what else to say except that we have to do something. I do feel like I'm putting my life on the line to even publish this blog that I'm writing.
Yeah, okay? I know.
These people do not hesitate to kill. They have no feelings. I use the word people loosely because I've said I don't think that they're humans. You know, I was at the grocery store today here, and a group of, a family of Orthodox Jews with their kippahs on their head, with a freaking boatload of kids, children. I've never seen this here before. This is the first day I've seen obvious Jews at the grocery store. And I look at these children and I feel nothing but contempt. That's what it's come down to for me. Like, they all have to go. We cannot let them stay on the earth because they are all of the serpent seed, every single one of them. And if there is a one or two of them that actively chooses to denounce the serpent seed inside themselves and neutralize it, maybe they can be tolerated. But I'm at the point where I'm not comfortable having even a single Jew on this earth. Because this is a very, very dangerous race. They have been, just murdering and laying entire civilizations to waste since they were created. It's all over the Bible. Entire civilizations are brought to the ground. Every flipping place they go. Over and over and over again. They are the cause of so much misery and destruction on this earth. And it's time for humanity to pull up its, big boy panties and take a look at this reality and decide to deal with it. Oh, we can't talk about the Jews. The Jews are the chosen people. Christians are cucks. Really. Here you are practicing a Jew religion, worshiping a Jewish rabbi. No offense to Jesus Christ, okay? Okay, he might have been a good guy, but he was still a Jew. He was a rabbi to boot. He was a high-level Jew. Anyway, Christians are the hardest ones to get through to.
Oh, they're obsessed. They love it. They love Israel.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like people that I've met that are Christians, good people, families, white people here in Australia, like good people. They're just obsessed. They think that's where it all is, Israel. They're just absolutely obsessed with it. And I'm like, I don't understand. What are you doing?
What the hell's wrong with you? What the hell's wrong with your mind?
I had one guy one night at a job I was doing start lecturing me, and we nearly got in a fight. He was so pro-Israel and he was so full on about it, trying to convince everybody, it's like, no thanks, I mean, have a look at them over there using Palestinian kids for target practice and laughing. No thanks. Look at Netanyahu. No, this is not a nation I support at all. I don't care what they do. I've always said that. I don't care what they do. They can do whatever they want. They can wail on their walls. They can wear their kippahs. They can do whatever they want. They can make their movies. They can do whatever they want as long as they do it there. And they move out of our countries all over the world and they go there. And they can stay there and do what you want. But just make it so we block their content when they're doing it. Put Hollywood there, because Hollywood is basically Jewish, right? All the porno industry, Hollywood, everything they do, they're doing it here. So why don't they just move it to Tel Aviv? They call Tel Aviv the new Hollywood. They can make great movies. They got all the technology. They can do everything they want. Go there. For the time being, go there. That's what I say. I don't care what you do. Leave and go over there and just shut it up. Shut it up, and we don't want to hear from you again.
You don't understand their purpose on this earth. The reason that they're scattered all over the earth is because they have an agenda to conquer the earth. So they infiltrate all areas and pollute everything they touch, everywhere they go. There is no place that will be safe as long as there is a Jew on this earth.
The governor of Maui is Jewish.
Josh Green is a Jew.
Josh Green.
He's
walking around inspecting all the damage and the violence with other Jews in the government there. Are you just like, hang on, what? This is a why? Like, what's going on here? And this is the problem. I did another podcast the other night, and I was going through all the research I have on 9/11. It's an inside job. It's a Jewish job. This is Israeli. This is an Israel job. Israel were behind 9/11, and when you go through and you have a look at all the players, they're all Jewish. But the big problem that we have in the United States is all the Congress people. They're all dual citizens with Israel. And their allegiance isn't to America, it's to Israel, always. But this is unbelievable that you have this in the government. And you look at them all, you look at everything on 9/11, not just the dancing Israelis who were filming the event, even getting ready and setting up the day before it happened. And they were celebrating it, but they're all through 9/11. All the security companies, like you look at Frank Lowy and all these big players, and all it was unbelievable. You know, not just Rockefeller and these people, but you look at all of 9/11, you look at all the names and all the key players, and everyone involved is all Jews or dual national. And people involved. And that's what you said. Yeah, like in Hawaii and everywhere, they're always placed in these areas. It's just phenomenal to me that you can see this attack in Maui, and then you have a Jewish governor walking around inspecting it. And people aren't saying, what the hell? And this guy, Josh Green, he already did all these conferences and things about smart cities and taking people's land before the fires even happened. I mean, he's screwing people right in their face.
He made laws, too, right before the fire. Peggy Hall has done some excellent work. He made laws like the minute he got into office, he started doing this.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, he's been placed. They've all been placed in various places on the earth. Places that are intended to be the places for the takeover and the implementation of the alien smart prison system. Okay, they've targeted Maui to be a smart island.
Yeah, run by AI.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what these entities are. They're not human, Adam. They're not human. They are definitely part Anunnaki. And they are carrying out the goals of the Anunnaki agenda.
Draco, yeah.
For the takeover of the earth. These are beings created by Lucifer, by God's adversary.
This is...
The Anunnaki are beings created by Lucifer. They have no feelings. They can carry out their goals over many millennia because they do operate like AI. And these kikes also operate like AI. I read one article, you got to go to the Jewish sources. It's very interesting. And they were talking about an Israeli Jew who allegedly had 7 businesses in Lahaina that were blown to smithereens, right? And he's not so upset about the businesses because he's looking forward to rebuilding, which is obviously Jew speak for creating the smart city in Lahaina and doing away with all the laws that were keeping them from doing that because it's historic land. right? There were laws in place that they couldn't do this kind of thing in Lahaina. Now those are gone. So this guy, he had a very weird name. And I said, or God said to me, Janice, look up the meaning of this word, his last name. So I look at, I type in his name in the Google Translate. I type in his last name. And nothing comes up except in the little left-hand corner of Google Translate, it said, did you mean such and such? And it was written in Hebrew. So I clicked on that. And do you know the meaning of the word is actually I burn?
There you go. Wow, this is their names.
It's a story. Okay, it's a made-up story.
Mm. And it's a mockery.
Exactly.
Mm, they're mocking.
The story is talking about how this guy was out barbecuing with his friends and they saw the smoke and nine of them got into one car and eight of them got into another car after they grabbed a generator and all of this they put in two cars, right? Nine people in one and eight people in a generator in another car. And somehow they got to Kaanapali and found a hotel that would take all 17 of them. And then the hero, this guy with the name I Burn, went back to save the rest of his Jewish friends until he had gotten all 30 of them together. And they were all able to get out and make it to the Chabad Lubavitch headquarters on Maui. Okay? It is a total fiction story, although I'm sure they're at the Chabad headquarters. And I'm sure they're all safe. Some of them were airlifted over to Honolulu to the Chabad, center over there. But they put these stories out because we are stupid. Most of mankind is really moronic and will not see that this is a ridiculous story, that somebody that just loses seven businesses would have no feelings about it, really, except the thought to rebuild.
Yeah.
And that nine people fit into a car and a generator. That they had the presence of mind to grab a generator. It's just complete nonsense. Sorry, that was my phone.
Well, they got their soft drinks there too, the Mountain Dew, DEW, with the Maui Blast or Maui Burst.
That's the
Jewish soft drinks. You watch Jewish comedies, sitcoms, TV shows, movies. Go back, go way back. Have a look at them pushing the soft drinks and the Diet Coke. People don't realize that, Janice. All that food, all that soft drink, and aspartame, and all those stuff. All that Americans and the West have been eating is Jewish design. This is why they're over there now 3D printing food. They're just out of their minds. And it's a technology-based thing. They hide behind technology and they use technology to destroy. And what's really scaring me now, Janice, what's really scaring me now is they're putting this 5G stuff everywhere. My daughter, in the last week or so, got very sick with rashes on her stomach, and everything, and burning up, fever after fever. We just didn't know what to do. And now we're hearing other little kids are getting it as well, looked like burns to me on her stomach. And they're putting this stuff in the parks and everywhere, and people keep getting swept up in this bullshit that the doctors are trying to say, I think it's scarlet fever. Scarlet fever isn't real. And those symptoms, the vomiting and just the extreme exhaustion and tiredness of a little kid, the rashes all over them down into their genitals, and being that sick when she's very healthy, she was breastfed till she was four, it just really concerns me at this moment in time when I'm seeing this kind of illness among some kids. And that it's not like, and I keep saying to people, fuck me, man, if it was COVID or a virus, everyone would have it. Everyone in the house would have it. It's not. It's clusters. You know, a virus would go off like popcorn. Everyone gets it. You can't just have these kids in these areas or these people that are getting these rashes or burn marks on them and these symptoms. And look at the 5G technology they're putting in our neighborhoods. They're putting this stuff everywhere. And I'm worried they're turning stuff on now. And that some of these kids, she's very sensitive. And I know it's happened to another boy who's very sensitive, and he's not vaccinated, and he's normally very healthy, and I know others as well. And that's very concerning to me that they're getting these symptoms, because that's kind of what happened to us in Canberra. People got burns on them. They felt sick. They were vomiting. I had a burned throat. I felt like I was really ill. And that's why I keep saying this is like a microwave thing. You don't just get that. It's completely clear weather here. There's no reason for a child to be like that. And we just couldn't get a well. It was a horrible illness. It's just getting well now. It was really nasty, the poor thing. And this has happened here, and I'm seeing it. And this is very, very, very deeply concerning. And there's been distraction after distraction. As soon as they did that to Hawaii, they had the Women's Football World Cup in Australia, and the media whipped everybody up in a frenzy. Bread and circuses, you know? They whipped everybody in this country up in a massive frenzy about women kicking a football around, because it's all these women who play the football, they're all lesbians. So they're pushing this onto young girls as a role model. You know, as they bring in the transvestites to read in front of children at libraries and schools to replace the mother. That's what they're doing. This is your new mother and your dad at the same time. You know, and the little kid's sitting there in the front row with this freak reading a book to them thinking, I don't understand what's going on here. And mum's saying, look, look, you got to be respectful. We've got to be inclusive. You know, and they're attacking our kids. They're attacking us. But that's what they did in Hawaii, and they switched foot here, and they got everyone caught up in that World Cup of football. People kicking a football around. Who gives a shit? And everybody got swept up on it, and it shows me how easily these Jews can do this with entertainment. They don't care what happens. They can blow up cities. They can do whatever they want, because people won't react, because we've just got to give them some sporting events and some entertainment. They're too dumb to actually work out that they're under assault here. Just give them some entertainment. It's absolutely insane. And now, Janice, and now another part of it, which we'll talk about later, is Donald Trump drama with his mugshot and Tucker Carlson. It's just incredible to me. It's just incredible, Janice, how they can do this to people when it's just taking the people's minds away constantly. But don't worry me. I got a lot on my mind and a lot I talk about all the time. I'm just saying that I'm worried about this technology now. It is now starting to, and I have friends, and they're thinking, oh, I got to get out of here, because I don't want to live my life sick, because this technology they're turning on all around us. And we're just all going to be sick all the time with this stuff.
Adam, it's extremely important to get a bed canopy for you and your wife and your daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
So that you have a safe place to retreat into, to recover. And this is especially important for your baby. Okay, if you actually think, I mean, you're still carrying a phone, which is absolutely ridiculous, knowing what you know.
I know. Now I have it on the ground. I try to earth it, and I've plugged in with a long cable, into my ears. But then I don't actually try to pick it up. Very, very minimal. And I've got a casing that's supposed to be a bit protecting anyway. But I do have minimal contact. I never take it out with me anymore. And I do prefer my desktop. I've got all that set up. But in my situation at the moment, to even do podcasts like this, I have to use that phone, which is very frustrating, because I'm just not set up and organized enough. But I do try to be very, very careful with it.
Why can't you do it from a laptop? It's just ridiculous. I'm doing this with you from a laptop.
Oh, it's just because in the day here and the family and the noise and stuff is just, and I don't have, like a little office I was saying before we started. And I need to, in the next few months, just work out a little space where I can set everything up in there. It's going to be too loud and there's too much background distraction. So sometimes I have to jump on the phone.
It's your daughter's life. It's your life, man. I don't know. I mean, your daughter is, if you're right, and this is a microwave.
It could be anything, Janice. I'm just bringing it up that it's weird.
It's not a virus. There are no such thing
as viruses. There's no such thing as viruses. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what is it?
It's probably a microwave sickness. And this means that you need to step up your game in terms of getting a canopy or two, if she's sleeping in a separate room. If not, get a very big canopy in one room and have somewhere you can retreat into. She would have recovered a lot quicker with a lot less, pain and anguish if you had somewhere that she could go to get out of it. It sounds to me like you're living in an environment that may be being irradiated because you're probably in a suburban area.
Yep.
And this is not conducive to staying alive, basically.
Yeah, and not just that, Janice, like whole neighborhoods with people with their Wi-Fis on all night, and this kind of thing as well, the smart homes. They love it.
For a reason that you need canopy.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You have to, unless you can move to a very rural area where you're not surrounded by neighbors who have Wi-Fi and solar panels and all this other shit, you've got to do something to protect yourself and your baby.
Yeah, this technology is new. This technology, especially for children who are healthy, this is stuff they're beaming at us now and turning on that as humans we just can't handle. And I feel like, that's what's maybe kids and people, they're getting hit with this and they're just not, they can't recover their health back. It's such a big blow. And I know it because this is what happened in Canberra. And I just spoke to people recently about the same thing and they said they were there too and they got sick, very, very sick after going to the Canberra rallies.
Yeah.
So they beamed, they targeted us, even though that event was completely safe. It was a family event as well. There were children and elderly and people from all over the country. There was never going to be any threat of any violence. No one was there for violence. They were there as unity. But they still targeted us for no reason. This is like a joke to them. Oh, we've got some new toys. Let's test it on them. And that's what we're witnessing now. It's just so insidious and so dangerous. I don't even know the full extent of what these parasitic entities actually have. I wouldn't even want to know. It's so dark.
We're getting a real good clarity about what they're capable of and what their devices are capable of. So my particular feeling and my hope, the Hawaiian people are very, very spiritually powerful. There's a story about the people on Molokai who, when Kamehameha was invading all the islands, they actually did some, what they call a pule, a chant. And they prayed these intruders basically to death. And so he never got to take over Molokai. And not only that, but Molokai's never been taken the way Honolulu, the way Oahu and Maui have been taken over. They've not been successful to grab Molokai. So I think this is one of the reasons they want the Hawaiian people gone, because they are extremely powerful. And I do think that using, you know, the Hawaiian people used the power of sound. The Hawaiian language is mostly vowels. It's a very ancient, let's just say an original earth language. And when you do the chants, we're in that language. It has enormous potency. So I've thought for a long time that a large group of mankind is going to need to come together to use sound.
It's like the Tibetans, Janice, they kind of have those throat sounds, don't they?
Yeah, we're going to need to use sound to vibrationally shift.
Yes.
This earth grid and remove them. We have to have the intention and make no exceptions about it. They all have to go. We have to have the intention that they are being expelled from this earth and closing the portal behind them so that they do not have any. It has to be permanent. They cannot have the option to ever return here. It's up to us. I do think the Hawaiian people are going to be very important for what's coming in terms of how this is going to get done. Jesus isn't coming to save us, you know, Christian cucks. It's not going to happen that way. Trump isn't going to save us. The aliens aren't coming to save us, okay? Nobody's coming to save us. We are the ones who have got to pull up our big boy panties, boy and girl panties, and take responsibility for what is happening on this earth and to deal with it, not in a violent way, but in a very definitive way, making it very clear what it is that we are intending for this dimension. And we certainly have the power to do that. And I think that's another reason Hawaii got hit, because the Hawaiian people also need to pull their heads out of their asses and acknowledge who this is that's doing this. There's no more time for pussyfooting around it. And I don't care how much I scared them when I told them the truth or how much they think I'm crazy. I've planted a seed, and I had to. Because when I left Hawaii, not a freaking person there was clued in to the problem. And I was just beginning to get clued in. When I left there in 2011, I was just learning about this issue around 2009-10. That's when I started waking up to the Jewish issue. But nobody that I knew on the island had any clue. And I assume that they're not responding to me is an indication that what I told them has really caused them to want to distance themselves from me. They're afraid. They're afraid of the information.
Yeah. I was reading that recently, Janice. Because there's a lot. The thing with Hawaii and Maui is unlike what happened in Australia, where people started to clue on, and I think now in Canada, absolutely. I think Paradise Valley, California, was just people didn't know, was shocked. But with Hawaii, I was absolutely blown away how fast the information was coming out about, directed energy weapons, that this is not normal. This was not a natural fire event, that it was caused, that they were attacked. And a lot of higher profile people, like, you know, surfers who surf over there and stuff, couldn't get supplies to people. They were shutting them off, and all these people were flooding, social media and TikTok and all these places. This is thousands and thousands of video. And now I'm seeing more and more of people just on the ground there saying they know that they've been attacked now. They can see this. So this has been a very big event in that way, that information has come out so quickly, and that people know that there's something very dreadfully wrong here on the islands, that this is not. And you look at the aerial views of Lahaina, how it was laser, it was like a laser around it of fire. You look at this weird stuff going on there, and the way things were burned and how ferocious. I saw footage of these flames kind of skating across the asphalt, like the road, like it was ice. It was just, this is not normal on steroids. And I think most people, they know, but there was also some ago I was seeing a video where they were kind of saying that local people are scared. They're scared to say anything. They know what's kind of going on, but they're worried that they're going to get hit again or something, you know, but there's no time for that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like everybody else, as you wake up, you have to move through the terror, and it takes time. It's scary, man, when you realize what we're up against and that it is the Jews. It's really scary. You know, I can't fault them for that. It's going to take some time for them to be willing to speak about it without feeling like they're going to end up dead if they do. You know, we're all at risk, Adam, for speaking out about this. But we've all decided, you know, we've moved through the fear and do it anyway. We might be stupid for having done that, but we did do it, and we are doing it. And I think the Hawaiian people will do it too. This is not a weak group of people. It's a beaten group. They've really hurt the Hawaiian people. They've hurt the Hawaiian islands. They've hurt the way of life. You know, the Hawaiian people have taken a beating, just like most indigenous people on this earth.
There's the thing with Hawaii, and I guess here as well, Janice, it's just so abrupt and so savage. It's just so brutal. Like the way they did that, it's as you said, this is an we're dealing with entities with no compassion or feelings whatsoever. It's dead. It's just machine kind of stuff, you know. But that was a ruthless, brutal, nasty assault. So quickly, they got hammered so fast. It is just, it's so scarring. They have stepped their attacks up. That's what I'm saying. They've stepped this up. And that makes me feel like something's going on here, because they're becoming desperate now. And these attacks, that is brute to do that like that. But know that people are going to, they're going to know now. I mean, as I said before, they've kind of done it and people didn't get it. But this is just too, it's just too much. It's too overboard. And I think it's like they want people to wake up or something. It's crazy. It's just too much for me.
That's the other end of it, is that even the dark forces are ultimately working. Everything they do is going to ultimately turn around and work for the good. So what you just said is very real, that what they're doing is having the effect of waking people. It's shaking people to the core. It's forcing people to wake up to the nature of what's going on here. And I'm sorry that it has to come to this. I don't think it's necessary. If people were willing to wake up, it wouldn't have been necessary. But most people are not willing to wake up, and so you've got to rattle them to snap them out of their comfort zones. But you're right. This is the behavior of machine people. They have no remorse. They have no compassion.
No.
They have no capacity to feel empathy or concern.
You just got to look at that Harari guy, Janice. You know that Noel Harari guy, the little skinny Jew that came out behind Klaus Schwab? You look at him and listen to his presentations. I mean, for God's sakes, he's a little Jewish guy, and have a look at what he says. I saw an interview with him, and he basically said, we don't need you anymore. Why are you here? To sit down and watch TV? You know, to play video games? We don't need people anymore. Your time's finished. He even said that we can use AI to rewrite the Bible and everything. You know, I mean, this guy is standing up there, sitting up there, this little skinny Jew in front of the whole world saying the most terrible stuff, but he doesn't have any emotions. And I see it in all of them, even like Elon Musk and these people. They don't seem that they're just not human to me. I don't, as a human being and having an intuition and a gut feeling, I look at them and there's nothing there, you know. But this guy, he's openly telling humanity what they're planning. Using technology. You just do away with you now. You're done. Thanks for everything you've done. Thanks for building this planet for us. Now we're going to get rid of you, move you off the table, and those who are less left, we're going to put you in these nice little smart cities where you own nothing and you'll be happy because we tell you so. It's unbelievable. They're just up there. And it's like, when are the planet going to say, you know what, enough's enough. We're done. You know? Doesn't need to be any violence if enough people just bloody wake up, Janice, and get on board here and stop, as you said, with the nonsense. It's the men in the pink underwear and the women now in the blue underwear. Swap them back and pull them up.
Yep.
You know, that's what I say. But how bold they are is incredible to me. How bold. How they can sit up there and just talk like they do. And what's going on with the people in Switzerland? Why are they allowing these people to be there and have those meetings? Why are we allowing this? And I hope you're right there with the, you know, it didn't really happen with the Maoris in New Zealand. They've shown in history how tough they are and how hard they can fight. You don't want to mess with them, you know, but look what just happened to them. And now they've got this wimpy, pathetic weasels up there running their country. And it's like sad to see. The Maoris of New Zealand just get jabbed in the arm and you know, basically lie down. Like we're seeing everywhere, it's really sad. I hope in Hawaii this sparks off something. I don't know what you think, Janice, but I'm wondering what's going to happen with these properties. You're talking about billion-dollar properties that have been in family lines for generations. They didn't want to sell, as you said. They're keeping it, and now they've done this. I'm wondering where this is going to go. With the Hawaiian people and these properties and these families. They're not going to lie down here and just let them rebuild some gross smart city.
Well, I hope you're right, that they're not going to let them. And, you know, Jew Josh Green is talking about the government taking over the land. So, that's what he wants. He wants the government, the Department of Land and Natural Resources. We used to call it the Department of Land and Not Your Resources, you know, because everything they touch, they totally destroy. So.
And Joe Biden wants to give him a little bit extra money for a cheaper mortgage.
$700 per person.
$700.
$700. In the meantime, there's billions going to Ukraine.
Billions.
To Ukraine.
Same here. Same here.
It's just outrageous.
What if the Australian government given Hawaii to help? They're giving all their money to Ukraine while we work our asses off every day. It's outrageous.
Well, it is, and we have to do something. I'm not sure how long it will take to bring people together to take action.
Boy.
But we do have to act in mass. I do think it's going to require sound, combination of our voices, and perhaps the use of the Hawaiian language. And
I believe you, Janice, 100%. I think that people would be idiotic to poo-poo that when these people, they use language and symbols against us. They've turned the language against us. We know that through gematria. You have a look at all these symbols, symbology, everything, even in the old days. You know, when they used to come in and slaughter whole villages or people, they used to carry the symbols, holding them up on their horses, you know. And we know that these parasites, they've always used language and symbols and all of this manipulation to get to us. So it's very obvious to me that we have to turn that on its head and do the opposite. So it's a good thing. They're feeding on our energy. But
that's all they do. They're parasites. That's why they can't all exist in Israel either, because they'd have nothing to feed off of.
Oh God! maybe they could clone themselves and feed off that.
No, they can't. They're machines. There's no food for them there. They're feeding. You know, I do have to go soon, but we emit radiation when we're traumatized, and that's partly why. That's partly what they're feeding off of is the trauma-based radiation energy that we're emitting.
Yeah, I guess with this technology that got on us, Janice, our souls are tortured, aren't they? Like, we're tortured because this is not of this earth. It's not natural. We should not be around these frequencies and this technology. And in a way, even though we're living our lives and we think we're okay, we're actually tortured. And they're feeding off that too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at electroshock torture, that's what's actually going on a less obvious level. We're being electroshock tortured. Certainly the children are, and the pets are, in the greatest danger. And of course the birds and the insects, and they're all being laid to waste right now. But they do feed off of that radiation field. It's a trauma-based field. It's like an inverse. How do I explain this? But, you know, there's a source electrical field that is benevolent and that supports us and that helps things grow. Right, there's radiation coming from the sun, from the earth, from the rocks, from the soil, that carries the vibration of our source. But the vibrations of these technologies are the inverse. These frequencies are being created through trauma. They're traumatizing molecules. They're traumatizing crystals. They're electroshock torturing crystals and atoms. And the atoms, you know, when they're electroshock tortured, the atoms will work frantically to try to put themselves back together, return themselves to the original or electrically balanced state. But they emit radiation in their frantic effort to recover from the assault. And that's what our bodies are doing. 24/7, basically.
Yeah.
And that trauma-based energy is being recycled through the entire wireless grid. The entire wireless grid is based on trauma. That's the energy. That's the electrical source, is our trauma. I'm not kidding, Adam. This is all in my ultrasound book. So people have to understand that this is their food. And they'd like to terraform this earth to feed them, but the earth won't feed them without us on it. There'll be nothing left to traumatize. Everything will die. And then they'll have no food. Let's not let it come to that. I don't think it's going to come to that. But this is how, you know, this is how deranged these creatures are, that they're going to cut off their own food supply.
Yeah, in their mad attempt to stay relevant and survive, you know. I mean,
they can survive.
Hopefully they snuff themselves out.
They can survive. They just need to go back to the home planet. Okay, wherever they're getting their AI instructions from, they need to go back to it. You need to go back to your source. Get the fuck off the earth. Get out of this universe. Go back to where you came from and stay there.
Yeah, the Draco, isn't it? Come out there. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, well, that's right, Janice. That's right. That's right. Very, very well said. And you did say if we could conjure up a black hole, we could, or something, we could put them in there and quarantine them for eternity. That would be great too.
Yeah.
They like conjuring up black holes, I hear, through CERN or something, or other dimensions. Maybe we could get one and then they could all go in there. Or something could just open up and suck them all in and close up again. That would be absolutely wonderful. Or we could start shooting them up on pods, you know, back to some other planet that they came from, whatever's going on, or dimension. But we're living in incredible times, Janice, to say the least. And, boy, they've stepped it up another level, I tell you. That's, you know, sometimes people need a bit of a shock to wake up out of this spell, this dream that they've been under of entertainment and utter nonsense. They need a bit of a hit. And that is certainly what is happening now. We are really getting hit. So it's going to be interesting times moving forward, Janice. I'll put all your details up and for your website, Birth of a New Earth. And you've got other great websites on radiation dangers. And you've got your books and everything. I don't know if there's anything you want to mention before you go.
No, I will send you a link to the blog I'm creating. It's kind of like writing a book, so it takes me a while to put it together. But once I put it together, I'll send you a link, and hopefully you can post that also. And we'll try to spread the word through you, since I don't have any social media.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll do the best we can.
My website for people who are listening, birthofanewearth.com. Please buy my books. You can support me by buying my books or purchasing one of my webinars, one of my DVD sets, you know, one of the many things that I'm offering. Please do support me. I could certainly use it. Thank you, Adam, always, for helping me get this information to people. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your listeners. Thank you.
Thanks, Janice. And Janice takes donations too, and I'll put the website up for her so you can go on there and just donate, make a straight donation. But always buying those books helps people like Janice. They're authors, and that's what they make a living on. It's really important that people grab those books and share them around, buy them in bulk. All of this, we've talked about it on previous podcasts, but we'll be plugging out today. I'll put all the info up for Janice. Great to have her on the podcast today. Plugging out, and we'll be back again soon.
Thanks, Adam. Take care. Bye-bye.